Destroyer and get our assault teams aboard that Death Star.
Target lock acquired.
Get our droid out of there. Well done. Now head to the hangar.
Pebbles.
Time to hunt.
Fall back!
Get to the hangar now.
We're going in full throttle.
Them to me.
Fire behind
you! You're nearly there.
We're running out of time.
Droid secured.
I have you now.
Hi, this is Tia Sirkar. I play Sabine Wren on Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to Twin Suns Transmission.
I don't want things to change. You can't stop the change any more than you can stop the suns from setting.
If there's a bright center to the universe, you're on the planet that it's farthest from.
Hey, my name is Taylor Gray, and I play Ezra Bridger in Star Wars Rebels. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Twin Suns Transmission.
Here's where the fun begins.
Let's make this a bit more interesting.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
The garbage will do!
Nothing will stand in our way.
May the Force be with us.
And welcome back, everybody, to Twin Suns Transmission. This is episode 74. I'm your host, Eric Pfeiffer, and I am joined, as always, by Jesse Cardella.
Hey, guys.
Very happy to have you with us, and as always, a very special welcome to all of our new listeners to Twin Suns Transmission. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, we always begin our show with a segment which we call How's Your Star Wars, in which both Jesse and I talk to you guys about some of the things that we did this week relating to Star Wars. So, Jesse, how's your Star Wars this week?
My week was really great. I finished the alphabet of Erebush, so I can write pretty well in Erebush now, minus punctuations and the random letter combinations.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got the whole alphabet. So
are the punctuations different from the way that we write?
Right, I think like a period is like one little slash mark, and like a comma is two, and that's all I've got.
Okay.
But yeah, they're really different. They kind of make sense. Like it wouldn't be too hard to figure out if I was reading like sentences, but they're definitely different.
Well, you have definitely made it past me. I still have not delved into that task. So, we still, unfortunately, cannot have our secret conversations.
Soon, though, because you're going to learn it, right?
Hopefully.
But I'm going to pull an Eric this week, and I have two things. So,
nice.
So this week, it's a store that's been around for, I feel like, maybe just over a year. It's called Box Lunch that I have discovered recently in the mall by my house. It's a really cool little store that has all these things for a ton of different fandoms, and there's a huge section for Star Wars. And what's really cool about this store is that every $10 you spend while you're in there goes towards providing a meal to somebody in need. So it's really cool. It's like a guilt-free way to buy all your cool nerd knickknacks.
So how big is this store? I mean, what's the size? Is it like those gaming stores that they have? I mean, is it fairly decent sized?
I would say it's smaller than that. It's okay. Like a tiny little like niche store. Like it's owned by Hot Topic, but it's smaller than most Hot Topics I've seen. And what's cool is they have different things that Hot Topic doesn't have. So, like, I got to talking to one of the girls that works there because I was wearing a Her Universe shirt. And she was like, oh, you know, we have the AT-AT cardigan over here. Hot Topic doesn't have it. That's, like, exclusive for us. So they have, like, different cool things that you can't find at other retail stores. So
I bet you, what mall is that? Is that Woodfield?
Yep.
Okay. I bet you, because I've never seen that store. I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I've never seen it, though. So I bet you the one that's near your place is probably the closest one by me. So the next time I'm out there, I'm going to have to look at that, because I've heard good things about that store. I know they have them in Florida as well.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool, different stuff that I had never seen before in this store. They have a ton of pops, ton of pop figures, so they're really neat. Got to check it out.
Will do. Well, for me, as we talked about last week, I have been getting into working on my inventory, and as I told you guys before, I downloaded that app called Collectors by Sortit, and I had about 250 books, I think, inventoried when we recorded our last show, and now I have over 400 books recorded in my inventory, and I am planning on doing the rest of the inventory of my books this week. So hopefully I'll have a number. I would assume my number is going to be around 500, which is what I kind of talked about last week, 250 being about half. So I'm assuming by the next time we record, I will have close to 500 books logged into my inventory, and pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
All right, let's get into our Star Wars news of the week, and there's a lot to discuss this week. The first thing is, it was a big week for Star Wars video games, and we're going to be talking about Star Wars Battlefront for the majority of this week's podcast. But in other news, the Star Wars LEGO The Force Awakens video game came out with a new expansion that was released this past week involving the Rebels characters from Star Wars Rebels animated TV show. And the playable characters include Ahsoka, Chopper, Ezra, Hera, Kanan, Sabine, the Seventh Sister, Zeb, and then you can also get the Ghost, the full-sized vehicle with all the LEGO people can ride in, and then the Microfighter Ghost, which is the smaller vehicles that you've probably seen in the stores. They're like little tiny vehicles that the characters can go in. So that was released this past week, and I saw a lot of people online talking about getting those characters and downloading the Rebels expansion pack for the LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens video game. So that's pretty cool. Have you played that game before, Jesse, or seen it played at all?
I haven't played any of the newer versions like The Force Awakens or anything like that, but I have the LEGO for the original six on my old Wii. So me and Brandon have actually been playing a lot of that lately, and my sister just kind of sits and listens and laughs at us arguing while we're knocking each other off of tall bridges and stuff and getting all mad, but it's really fun.
Yeah. LEGO and Star Wars, that partnership is like a unstoppable force. I mean, there's no way that people are going to stop buying that stuff, especially the kids. The kids love it. So if you've got kids, or even if you don't have kids and you just love the Star Wars LEGO games, you should check out this new downloadable expansion that you can get with the Star Wars Rebels characters. So that's pretty awesome.
I think what makes those games so cool is it doesn't explain anything to you. It just throws you in and you kind of have to figure it all out, other than like jump and swing. Yeah. And, like, it's kind of fun because your knowledge of the characters helps you. Like, we were recently playing and Jar Jar Binks got added to it. And I was like, oh, my God, I cannot jump up here. And me and Brandon are, like, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn, like, trying to jump, like, over and over and over again. And finally I was like, Jar Jar can jump really high.
Yeah.
Like, we switched and it was just cool because your knowledge really, like, makes the game more fun. It's easier to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've downloaded most of the expansions so far for The Force Awakens video game, but this one was like just released within the last few days, so I haven't done that one yet. But speaking of Star Wars Rebels, this past week on September 16th, Star Wars Rebels Season 1, the soundtrack for Star Wars Rebels Season 1 came out and it's available. It has 28 tracks. And on September 30th, the soundtrack for Star Wars Rebels Season 2 will also be available. And this one has 33 tracks. So these were composed by Kevin Kiner. And he does a lot of the Star Wars, the Clone Wars soundtracks as well. And so I think I'm definitely going to have to get on top of that. I'm hoping, and I don't know if this is the case, probably not, but I'm just going to buy them at the same time. So I'm hoping that there might be like a special, you know, bundle pack or something if you buy them both at the same time. So I'm going to wait until September 30th before I purchase both of them. But it's nice because now you can jam out to the tunes of Star Wars Rebels whenever you want.
Definitely. It's always fun to have like everybody's individual themes like laid out for you, and I always like figuring out what people's different theme songs are for all the different characters.
Absolutely. And speaking of Star Wars Rebels, we have Star Wars Rebels Season 3 airing this Saturday, so make sure that you either set your DVR or you're glued to the TV on Saturday night on Disney XD for the premiere of Star Wars Rebels Season 3, and Jesse and I will be discussing that on next week's show.
TBS and TNT have secured a deal with Disney that lets them play all of the Star Wars movies, all of them that we have currently and all to come. So they're making a really big debut this week, starting yesterday. They're going in chronological order, so every day of this week is going to be starting with episode 1, then 2, then 3. Friday, they're playing A New Hope, and then on Saturday, it starts marathoning. So they're going 1, 2, 3, 4, and then on Sunday, it's kind of insane. They're starting at 5:15 in the morning, and they're going to end at 2 a.m. Wow. And it's a complete marathon of all six.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, so now there'll be every now and then a Star Wars weekend, I'm assuming, and you'll get to just sit and veg and marathon on TNT or TBS.
I think this is genius because up until this, the only channel that would have Star Wars was Spike. And they would have, you know, Star Wars Week or Star Wars Weekend or whatever, and then, you know, Spike would have their marathons. And I think Stars, or one of those other channels, had the rights to The Force Awakens, and they just recently started playing The Force Awakens. I'm not sure if it was Stars or not. I think it was, but one of those channels. But now TBS and TNT, I mean, those are pretty easily accessible channels that a lot of people get, so now these movies are going to be available for a wide audience to be able to watch. And, you know, even the Star Wars DVDs, if you just wanted a regular Star Wars DVD, it's hard to come by those. I mean, you can go out and buy the Blu-ray discs, but if you don't have a Blu-ray player, it's really challenging to find a set of the DVDs as well. So I think this is good. It'll bring more fans into the fandom, I think, to, you know, you have the movies easily accessible and free once you just, you know, turn your TV on. So I think it's a fantastic purchase from these TBS and TNT.
Definitely. And it says that they're going to start playing The Force Awakens on those two channels in 2018.
Okay, cool.
So they're not going to have it just quite yet, but
I think that's probably because either Stars or whatever that channel was, they probably have the rights to it for a few years.
Maybe, yeah. I've always loved the little emojis in the Star Wars app, but now you can have stickers on if you update your iPhones to the new iOS 10, you can download from the App Store these little Star Wars stickers, and they're like animated. It's not the exact same ones that the Star Wars app has, but they're these little animated, adorable stickers, and they're $1.99, but I think it's worth it for sure.
Hmm.
You can have like Darth Vader force choking people and the Death Star exploding, Rey with her lightsaber. There's a lot of really cute ones. And so they're right there, ready for you to text with instead of going back and forth the Star Wars app, copying and putting them in your text bubble. They're right there for you.
That's one thing that Lucasfilm and Star Wars have been doing a fantastic job with. It's continuing to appeal to fans of many interests and to always be updating the Star Wars app with new features and to be engaging fans, you know, like the Star Wars show. They're always asking every week for fans to submit, you know, this week I think it was fan art of Cheese, the little mouse droid that they have.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been asking people to send pictures of their collections, and they've been asking people to make their own videos and, you know, do all sorts of things. And now to add more things to the Star Wars app and to your phones with your new updates and things like that, I think it's really cool that they are always adding more stuff for people to enjoy.
Definitely. There's 21 stickers, and I hope they add a few more, because I missed some of the ones from the Star Wars app, but there's 21, and they're pretty darn cute.
Okay, let's get into our main topic of discussion, and we are going to be talking about Star Wars Battlefront, because the Death Star expansion was released yesterday, and this was... I got to play for a long time yesterday and really enjoy a lot of the special content and the special features. This became available yesterday, September 20th, for Seasons Pass holders. So if you're a special Seasons Pass holder, and basically all that means is that you just pre-purchased all of the expansions, essentially, is what that means. So if you did that, you are part of the Seasons Pass, and you got to play this expansion 2 weeks prior to everybody else. So in about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks now, if you want to purchase this expansion separately, you can do that. But a lot of us have already played this, and there's a new game mode called Battle Station, and there are two other modes that are included in the Death Star expansion, which we have been able to play before, Blast and Fighter Squadron. But the main point of this expansion is this new game mode called Battle Station. And Battle Station has three different phases, and you first begin in space, either as the Rebels or the Empire, and your goal is to either destroy the X-Wings and the Y-Wings, or your goal is to basically attack these Star Destroyers. And, you know, you can see the Death Star in the background, and you see these planets, and there's a whole bunch of debris everywhere, and then you enter the second phase, which is aboard the Death Star, and if you're the Imperials, you have to guard R2-D2, because you've kept R2-D2 hostage, and the Rebels are trying to go rescue R2-D2 and escort him to the extraction point. And then the final phase is, again, back out in space in ships, where Darth Vader in his TIE Advanced and Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing, along with Wedge and Biggs for Luke, and then Victor 3 and Victor 2 as wingmen for Vader and Luke, respectively, also get to kind of go out and have fun along the surface of the Death Star and the Death Star Trench. So, Jesse, you haven't necessarily played this game, but my cousin and I did kind of like a live stream playing on Twitch for this, and so you got to see it firsthand and hear our commentary. What did you think of the Battle Station game mode for the Death Star expansion?
It looked so cool. Like, I've never seen a game for your home system that takes you through that intricate of a online play. Like, you know, like, I've played other online games, but that, to have, like, these directives and to switch up the game completely within one...
Like, game mode or something?
Right, right. Within, like, one gameplay, you have all these different objectives and you're working as the same team. It's really cool. And it reminds me a lot of the battle pods mm-hmm. from, like, the different arcades and stuff. There was a battle pod Death Star mode, which I really enjoyed playing. And it's like just like that, but you have it for yourself at home. So that's really cool.
Yeah. And you can play with friends, which is cool. So imagine playing battle pods with, you know, a ship to your right who's your friend, your buddy that you're kind of like trying to, you know, destroy the Death Star at the same time, which is pretty cool. And this is the first time that we've actually been able to fly around in ships in space. because prior to this expansion, there were space, or there were ship battles, you know, the fighter squadron, but you were always battling each other in the atmosphere of Bespin, or, you know, Tatooine's atmosphere, or whatever, Sullust. You know, you're kind of just flying around in the sky, and this is the first time we actually get a space battle outside in space, which is pretty exciting as well. There are also two new heroes. Bossk and Chewbacca both make their debut in this expansion, and I was super excited for Bossk, but I know a lot of people could not wait to get Chewbacca. And Bossk has a special trait called Trandoshan Regeneration, and what this does is it regenerates a portion of Bossk's health after each soldier killed or great amount of damage done to a hero. So, you know, Trandoshans are obviously basically giant reptiles, lizards that can regenerate limbs and things like that, which is slightly terrifying if you think about it. Bossk can sort of regenerate and sort of get some health back, which is pretty cool. And he's also got three abilities. He has these micro grenades in which you sort of switch modes over on your blaster, and it shoots these small explosives. It's kind of like a barrage, sort of. It's another star card that you can get, but it shoots these little projectiles that explode, so that's pretty awesome. And then he's got something called Predatory Instincts, which basically looks like heat vision, and when this is going on, it increases Bossk's damage, his ability to sprint, and his cooldown for his blaster. So that's pretty cool. And then he has something called Toxic Escape, in which he deploys a Deoxys grenade, which are these poisonous grenades that's like poisonous gas. He drops that where he was, and then he leaps away. So he can sort of, you know, if you're surrounded by a bunch of guys, Bossk drops this Deoxys grenade, and they're all getting poisoned, and he can jump away, which is pretty cool. And then we get Chewbacca, and the Chewbacca trait is called Furious Firing, in which he shoots an extra bolt for each trait level that he reaches. So obviously the better that you're doing, and if you increase your trait, you can shoot more bolts out of your bowcaster, which is pretty cool. And then he's got something called Multi-Bolts, which doubles the amount of bolts per shot out of Chewbacca's bowcaster. He's got something called Mighty Roar, which causes him to improve himself and all the allies around him. So obviously, you know, it's not Chewbacca without the roaring. Gotta have that. And so that improves him and your allies. And then he has something called Ground Slam, where he smashes the ground, damaging enemies in a large area. And Jesse, when my cousin and I were playing a little bit yesterday and you were kind of watching, neither of us were able to become those heroes. And since then, I have been able to play as both heroes. But I got blasted by a couple of these guys. Definitely got shot by Chewbacca a few times. So I don't know if you saw that. But what are your thoughts on having these characters involved in Star Wars Battlefront now?
I think they're definitely two really cool characters to add. I mean, Chewbacca, like you guys were saying during your Twitch, it's kind of surprising that he wasn't already a part of the game. So it's really cool that they've, you know, added him in. It's something a lot of people, I'm sure, really wanted. And Bossk, he's just a really cool, different bounty hunter that we don't get to see much of. So it was really funny at one point. You're like, oh, I hear Bossk. And then you're like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
it was instantly. I don't even think we saw him, or at least I didn't notice him, yeah, like the whole time. It's like, secret killer.
Yeah. He is cool. And I think I told you before, I was more excited for Bossk than Chewie. It's like, I don't know why. He's just that, he's got that intangible, attractive quality to him that it's a giant lizard that can rip your face off and regenerate. It's just sweet.
He's pretty cool. I get you. You're the dark side guy, so of course you were more excited about the creepy dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and Bossk speaks English. I know that was something that my cousin was kind of surprised about. He's like, oh, you know, because in the movie you only hear him, like, making noises and things like that. You don't actually hear him speak English. But in Star Wars The Clone Wars, Bossk is voiced by none other than Dee Bradley Baker, the very talented voice actor, and who also does the voice of all the clones.
I'm Bossk, and this is Lazarazzi. We're bounty hunters.
So, I don't know if Dee Bradley Baker did the voice of Bossk in Star Wars Battlefront, but it sounds very similar. So, if he didn't, whoever did a fantastic job. But they sound very close, and you know, you can obviously push all the buttons to make them speak, and they're called emotes. I guess he can, you know, he'll do a roar or whatever he does. But on the Twitch, we were also talking a little bit about how, you know, well, where are Yoda? Where's Old Man Kenobi? Where's IG-88? Where are some of these other bounty hunters, you know, that we didn't really get to see? And I think they did a fantastic job with the ones they picked. This is staying with the era of the Galactic Civil War. So even the Battle of Jakku, there are Jakku maps on this game, Battlefront. But the Battle of Jakku was essentially the final battle of the Galactic Civil War. It's where the Empire kind of put forth their last effort to try to remain sort of in control of the galaxy. And, you know, that's why there are so many fallen AT-ATs and TIE fighters that are on fire and things like that, because it was such a recent battle. So, you know, the maps of Jakku are still within the Galactic Civil War era. And now we also saw that with the update, the next expansion is going to be in December, and this is going to be related to Rogue One on the planet Scarif, which, if I'm not mistaken, is that beach planet. So that'll be interesting. And we'll get a bunch of new characters and heroes and stuff in that as well. But to get back to the heroes that we have in Death Star, Bossk and Chewbacca, it makes sense. The Trandoshans and the Wookiees have been feuding for a long time, and as we saw in Star Wars The Clone Wars, the Trandoshans even had Chewbacca captured at one point and set them loose to hunt him for sport. And then Chewbacca sort of sent out a message to Kashyyyk, to his fellow Wookiees who were on a nearby planet, who came and helped save the day. So the Trandoshans and the Wookiees have been feuding and have been enemies for a very long time. So the fact that they're both involved in this expansion together kind of makes a lot of sense. So there are two new blasters that are included in this expansion. And in order to get the blasters, you have to fulfill your Hutt contracts. And in order to do that, you have to pay a certain amount of credits to Jabba the Hutt in order for them to be unlocked. And then there are either two or three, depending on what you're trying to unlock, objectives that you have to complete. And then once you complete those, you'll have your new blasters. So the K-16 Briar Pistol and the TL-50 Heavy Repeater are the two new blasters that are available to unlock in this expansion. And I've unlocked the K-16 Briar Pistol, which is very... It's an interesting blaster. It kind of has a power-up ability. If you push L and aim and then hold down the fire button, you basically power up your blast, which is interesting. And otherwise, if you don't push L, it's just like a kind of one-and-done quick fire. I do not have the TL-50 heavy repeater yet. But these are kind of some very obscure blasters. You know, you got the E-11 already, the EE-3, the DL-44, some of those other blasters that we get to see a lot, the DH-17. But these are some very obscure blasters that they've included in here. We got five new maps with this expansion: the Imperial Blockade, the Defense Sector, the Power Sector, the Command Sector, and then, of course, the Death Star Surface. So, Jesse, being somebody who had watched our Twitch feed, what do you think about the surroundings and the atmosphere and the maps that were included?
I thought they did a really good job. Everything looked so beautiful. I love the Trench Run. Like, that was really amazing. It's cool to get yourself so immersed, and for them to put so much detail into it, it really makes you feel like you're there and part of the whole battle. So I loved it. It looked really neat.
And the graphics on this, you know, now is incredible. You know, you're used to playing Battlefront 2 or Battlefront 1 on the old Xbox or PlayStations. Now, if you've got a PS4 or an Xbox One, the graphics are absolutely incredible. And so when you couple that with Star Wars graphics and flying around in the trench of the Death Star, especially if you've got a big TV, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm really in Star Wars right now, you know. So, but there are 5 new maps, which, like you said, are really cool looking, and I definitely enjoyed that. There are a couple new star cards which are available, and they are the laser trip mines and the medical droid. So again, these are very similar to the blasters. You have to kind of unlock them through Jabba the Hutt and then do a couple other things in order to make them usable. As we talked about in our segment where we were talking about the battle station game mode for the Death Star expansion, there are 2 new hero vehicles, Luke Skywalker's X-Wing and Vader's TIE Advanced. And Jesse, I got to be Vader's TIE Advanced for a little bit. How was that watching, you know, Vader's TIE Fighter flying around and taking out some X-Wings?
I was so excited when you got to be him. It makes like the Vader breathing sound when you first get into it, and it just looked really neat. Like it added a lot to, yeah, even for me just viewing it. I was like, oh my gosh, this all of a sudden got so much more exciting just because I'm watching Vader's TIE. Like it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and in order to get into these special vehicles, it's very similar to the way that you had to do that before with Slave One and the Millennium Falcon, and that you have to find quote-unquote the hero pickups that are kind of laying around the map, and once you find those, then you kind of just run into it and you can become the new vehicle. And very similar to Palpatine, when you're playing as Palpatine, you can sort of spawn Royal Guards, and then other players can play as Royal Guards. Or if you're Leia, you have the Honor Guards that you can spawn, and teammates can be those. Luke Skywalker's X-Wing can deploy Wedge Antilles and Biggs Darklighter as additional wingmen pilots. So players on your team can play as Wedge or Biggs as well, which is pretty awesome. And then you have wingmen Victor 2 and Victor 3 as Darth Vader's TIE Advanced wingmen. So that's pretty awesome as well. Which is a new feature that they just added for this Death Star expansion. There are a couple new vehicle power-ups, the Y-Wing, the B-Wing, a TIE Bomber, and a TIE Defender. And I saw some people flying around Y-Wings and B-Wings. I have not been able to access any of that, so I don't have a ton of information on that, but it seems like it's a cool new addition to the game. And every time they produce an expansion, we get the max level raised. So up until this expansion, the max level that you can get is 70, and that's as high as you can get your player to rank. But now the rank is up to 90, and you can unlock new outfits and new characters the higher up you go, and you can unlock a rebel officer, you can unlock your X-Wing pilot gear. You can unlock an Imperial officer, and you can also unlock a Death Star trooper. So those are new outfits and appearances that you can get for your characters as you continue to go around. So that's pretty exciting. And then they also added a new feature where you can customize your appearances even more. So you can change your outfits and you can change your heads. And so you can kind of customize your own way that you want your character to look even more so than you could before. So that's pretty exciting. Now, we thought here at Twin Suns it might be cool for you guys to hear a little bit of the audio from when my cousin Dan and I played Battlefront yesterday for the first time. And so we're going to play a little bit of that for you right now. So let's go ahead and get into some of this Death Star. And we are going to be starting out first with the new game type called Battle Station. And Dan and I have both downloaded this, but we have not played it yet. So this is our first time getting into this new battle station.
I think it's going to be exciting because from what I read about the game, you're half flying and half on foot.
Rebels are trying to infiltrate and destroy the Death Star. The Empire must try to stop them. We are the Rebels. I am an X-Wing right now.
Keep the pressure on the Imperial fleet.
Take out all the Imperial fighters.
In order to bring the Star Destroyer down.
And this is one thing, like, I'm not a huge guy when it comes to flying around. I'm not huge into the space battles or the, you know, being in a ship or anything like that. But I think what's cool about this is that it's the first time that we've been able to fly in space. We have not had space before. We've just been flying around in the atmosphere. So, got a bunch of Star Destroyers around here. You can see the Death Star in the background there. I really like that you can see the Death Star back there, which makes sense since this is the Death Star expansion, but you really feel like you're a part of this battle now, you know. We got a cool planet also in the background with a bunch of asteroids around it, the asteroid ring. That's pretty cool.
Eric, you're pretty knowledgeable of some EU stuff. What planet do you think that could be?
I don't know. I mean, just from the outside, it looks like it could be Geonosis, because Geonosis, if you remember, also has the ring of asteroids.
That's true.
And it's kind of like that color. But there's no way for me to be certain. That's just a guess. But I'm actually going to stick with that. You know why? I think it was Pablo Hidalgo that had mentioned something about Geonosis and its relation to the Death Star. Because if you remember in Episode 2, it was the Geonosians who were tasked with building the Death Star and helping that construction. It was Poggle the Lesser that had the plans to the Death Star and ended up giving them to Count Dooku, so that they'd be safer there. So I'm gonna go with Geonosis.
Take down that Star Destroyer now.
That's my guess.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I'm not gonna argue with that because honestly, I don't have a different idea.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Oh, what are we doing here?
Yep. Battle station to rescue.
So it's saying reach R2-D2 and free him from the Imperials, and then escort R2-D2 back to the transporter. Okay.
All right, so we have a couple phases, like we mentioned, getting into the rescue segment here. I guess gotta find our little droid, R2-D2.
Blast your way to the detention level, secure our
droid,
and
I'm getting somewhat close to him, and I have a feeling that he's going to be surrounded by people.
I just saw somebody pick up the hero thing. So we should be seeing Chewie, and Bosk is also out here as well.
Chewbacca is here. Back
man.
Him up.
Well, I got into the room where R2 was, but three stormtroopers were there to take me down. And there's Chewie in front of me.
Huh. I'm just exploring this Death Star here. I really like what they did with the maps. At least with the interior of the Death Star. I just got blown up. This is pretty cool. I really like this interior of the Death Star. And right now, R2-D2 is clearly in an area where there are a lot of Imperial troops. I see R2-D2. I have a feeling I'm going to get smashed, though, if I go get him. I just activated R2-D2.
The is under Alliance protection. Fight your way to the
so, I am R2-D2 currently.
There we go. Oh, wow.
I am R2-D2. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. I think I'm going the wrong way. I have never, ever been R2 before. This is pretty cool. You got your little smoke thing. I'm hoping people will protect me. You can actually hurt people. Apparently. I just stunned that stormtrooper. This is pretty awesome. Oh no. Break free, R2, break free, R2. This is so cool. Save me. This is really awesome. I really like this.
Well, it looks like we got a new hero in town. R2 is at a dead halt now, I see.
Come on, Rebels! Rebels! We only have 39 seconds left. I think if I didn't start going the wrong way at the beginning, maybe that would have been better. I was taking R2-D2 for a trip down the detention block, which is obviously not the way to go. Alright, well, we only got 5 seconds. It looks like we aren't going to be able to get him. Defeat. Bummer, guys. Blast here. This is cool. This is a new map. This is looks like where the tractor beam was. The tractor beam controls and things like that.
So what do you think of this particular map?
Almost got this. Hang in there.
I like it. I think there's a lot of places to go. It's, you know, it's not like I don't feel like I'm getting lost, but I also don't feel like I know where I'm going either. I feel like no matter where I go, I'll end up finding people to shoot. I like how they add the blast doors in there that open and close. I did like that map. How about you? What did you think of that one?
I like it. It gives me the feel of Battlefront 2 with that Death Star map, because it did have the kind of those many bridges that
places to fall off
across. Yeah, exactly. That's really kind of what makes me feel. It gives it the Death Star feel for me, and I think that's a good addition, especially to this map.
Let's do one more here. Battle Station. See if we can get to that third and final phase here, because it would be cool to check out the new hero vehicles and things like that as well.
The oh wow, I really do like the different game modes, and I really have been saying this since the beginning. By the way, I just became Slave 1, and when I actually picked up the hero icon, there actually was a choice for Vader, TIE Fighter, except it was X'd out, so definitely
Omega 14 responding.
We'll see that in Phase 3, and I kind of glanced over at what he's kind of got as far as powers. It looked like he had a really big, the same one that the Interceptor has, which is a rapid fire. It also has a shield, and it also, I think, has a, I thought it had a radar, what I'm looking for. A radar jammer, if you will.
Oh yeah, anyways, sensor jammers. Oh geez, I just crashed. Alright, so now we're going inside and we have to make sure the rebels do not take R2-D2. That is our goal.
Let's see how this goes.
Ow.
It is about to get ugly.
Your eyes open. Chewbacca is in your area.
Alright, Chewbacca's around here somewhere. Here's little R2-D2. I bet you wish you were with the rebels now, little droid. Oh, Chewbacca just wrecked me. Got smashed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, now we get to do
the trench run. This will be exciting. Alright, this should be the Death Star surface, and this should be where we get the option to be Vader's TIE Fighter, as well as Luke's X-Wing. This is really cool. I like the look of this.
Holy crap.
Going down in the trench of the Death Stars is gonna cause a lot of crashing to happen.
I very much agree.
Okay, I'm very Vader's cool TIE Fighter right now. This is cool. Yeah, so you can deploy wingmen. Which is pretty cool. Pretty sure that's what he said. He said all too easy when I just killed that guy. It's pretty cool. This is pretty awesome. I like the invader. Well, I think we just died. Boom.
Okay, hopefully you guys enjoyed that quick snippet of the audio, and we are working on getting a complete video of everything that we recorded yesterday up on YouTube. So if you want to check out that, make sure to go to the Twin Suns Transmission Facebook page, where we will have links to YouTube where you can watch some of the content that my cousin Dan and I got to play yesterday on Star Wars Battlefront, the Death Star expansion. So Jesse, before we get into our trivia here, all in all, what do you think of this Death Star expansion?
It looks really, really great. It just inspires me more to save up money and get a new Xbox to get it. And it just was really beautiful. They did a really good job with detail and making something completely new for the game to give everybody something different to do that there wasn't before.
Yeah, you said your boyfriend Brandon and you guys were kind of like doing research on Xbox One for Battlefront and stuff.
We've got to figure out some money to get it right now, but yeah, hopefully we'll have it relatively soon.
All right. Well, I definitely am giving it a thumbs up. I think it's a great expansion. The only thing I wish they would do is add more game modes for the Death Star. There's only 3 game modes that you can play for this Death Star expansion, unlike Outer Rim, where I think there's like at least four or five different ones, maybe more than that. I don't know. But there's only 3 for the Death Star. So that's my only complaint. I wish there was a little bit more stuff to do on the Death Star. But as we had talked about in our Twitch stream, Jesse, the battle station game mode could take a very long time. I mean, it could really take up to 45 minutes if you get to all the phases and stuff. So I think it's a great way to play. It really makes you feel like you're in the Star Wars universe. But I just wish they had a few more game modes to make it a little bit more diverse.
Right. It's just such an iconic battle, though, that it's just perfect. It was really something that, now that it's there, it's almost like, oh my gosh, how come this wasn't like the first thing they came up with? It's so cool.
It definitely brings you back to the classic Star Wars feel. And I'm excited about the Rogue One expansion that's coming out in December as well. We've got a lot of great things to look forward to with Star Wars video games in the future. Okay, with that, Jesse, what's going on with this week's Star Wars trivia?
So last week's trivia was, how old was Count Dooku when he was executed by Anakin Skywalker? The answer is 83, and Debbie answered correctly.
All right, good job, Debbie.
And this week's trivia is, how many kyber crystals were used for the Death Star's super laser by the Empire?
And this is the first Death Star, not the second Death Star. So just to make that clear. So that's the question for this week. So if you know the answer to this week's Star Wars trivia question, post on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/TwinSonsTransmission, on our post asking for the answer. And the first person to get it correct will get a shout out on next week's show. All right, so that will do it for this week's episode of Twin Suns Transmission. Next week, we are going to be talking about Star Wars Rebels Season 3. Once again, make sure to watch Star Wars Rebels Season 3 on Disney XD this Saturday, and Jesse and I will be very eager to express our thoughts on next week's show, so we hope that you will join us again next week. So for Eric and Jesse, this is Twin Suns Transmission signing off. We'll see you next week. May the Force be with you.
Air Master Tatooine. It's controlled by the Hutt.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
stunned you a murder to meet a king.